Time now for Conversations with the Mayors. We are talking Chapel Hill with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. But first, Conversations with the Mayors is brought to you for the presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Now more than ever, local businesses need our support. When we spend it here, we keep it here. So let's keep it local, y'all. Join our Buy Local movement and learn more at localstimulus.org or hashtag localstimulus. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger with us today. Mayor Pam Heminger, how are you?
I'm good today, Brighton, and thank you for covering why Aaron's gone. It's always great that you guys put the messaging out there and help keep our community informed. We like that.
Of course, of course. So the big news today, or at least on our side, is the Board of Trustees for UNC establishing this building policy for renaming buildings. And knowing that the town of Chapel Hill has been kind of outspoken in terms of everything involving Silent Sam there, I think kind of off the top, I just wanted to ask you about that. And does the town really have any stance in terms of UNC making sure that they don't have buildings in our community that are named after white supremacists?
So we do stand up for making sure that people feel welcome in our community, and we think renaming these buildings is a great idea. We don't have any authority over a state institution, but we can make our value system known that they are in our community, and we want to see these buildings renamed. I think that's very appropriate. And I know that the faculty and students and administration on campus want to see that happen too. So I think it will happen in partnership, and I think you'll see some changes coming down the road.
Yeah, it certainly seems like it in terms of the statements that some of the trustees made today. Now, obviously, before probably any of that is going to happen, we're going to have students and staff and faculty all back on campus before long. August 10th is supposed to be first day of classes. Has the town of Chapel Hill been communicating with UNC? I imagine a good bit. And what are some of the most recent updates?
Yeah. So we communicate very often. It can be daily some weeks. Things change and shift as we're all trying to learn how to handle this pandemic together. And information is constantly being updated and shared. Planning is underway still, and it has shifted quite a bit. That's why you're not seeing a definite statement out there. The roadmap shifts. There's many different plans depending on what we learn over the next few days as well. With the governor extending phase two of reopening for another 3 weeks and the announcement that the K-12 will reopen with options for digital, we're getting some more definitions around things. We know we have a lot of students that come to our community that live off campus, so we're trying to make sure that UNC is working in partnership with us about how to handle situations where students need to be safe, and we need our community to be safe. I know UNC has, like I said, they've been updating with the face coverings and the standing apart, and the testing comes into question. And we just got permission to get 4 more contact tracers here in Orange County, so those jobs will be posted, and we'll have more people able to help us do that contact tracing out there. But we also are working on transit issues and making sure people we're putting more signage downtown on Franklin Street. We want everyone to wear a face covering. It's really hard on Franklin Street to walk around and stay 6 feet apart from everyone. So if you're on Franklin Street, we really want you to wear a face covering. If you go into a business, you really need to wear one. Saw the announcement today that Walmart's going to start requiring face coverings of all customers coming into their facilities. You're seeing a lot more shift as we learn about the science behind face coverings. So this plays into large gatherings here, too, in our community. So we're doing everything we can. We know we have a lot of students here already. There's quite a number here either involved in summer school or just coming here because they'd like to get ready for the school year. And to set those expectations early of what we expect people to do to stay safe and to keep the community safer are being communicated daily back out to the university and through our channels as well.
Absolutely. And that was part of your message that you sent to the community in a letter last week. It actually happened right after you had hopped on to talk with Aaron the day before. Could you talk a little bit more about that letter and some of the other messages to your residents that were in it?
So we just want people to practice good behaviors, wearing the face covering, staying 6 feet apart, washing your hands, staying home when you don't have to be somewhere. But we have to have safe businesses as well. And we noticed there was an issue with people congregating after restaurants had stopped serving food. And we wanted to make sure that we don't have hot spots. If we can keep hot spots from happening and from this spread of the virus in large groups, then we're doing everything in our power to try to do that. So you saw the 10 p.m. stopping of serving food inside and out. You can still get pickup and takeout, but you can't just stand around and drink, if that makes any sense. And so you're looking at Charlotte following that example as well. People are sending in requests saying that they want to see people wearing face coverings when they're just outside, and that's been hard because a lot of people want, it's hot outside too, but if you're on a trail and there's a lot, just put a mask in your pocket and take it with you so that in case you come near people and you can't stay 6 feet apart, we want you to wear that. So trying to reaffirm those messages to help people stay safe. Our numbers are climbing here in Orange County, but not at a, you know, the trajectory is slower than some other places. We'd like to see it not climb fast. We know the virus is going to continue to spread, but we want to not overwhelm our healthcare system either. So we want to keep people safe.
Absolutely. Townofchapelhill.org to find out everything that is going on with the town. Now, the town council in the middle of a summer break, and I know that you guys are hoping to meet to have some news with the town attorney coming up later this month, but could you fill us in on what is going on around town as the council kind of has this little hiatus?
The town is still operating and still providing services, although a lot of our employees try to take their vacations during the month of July and part of August. But we're also preparing, this is when we do some long-term planning and preparing. We're trying to get ready for getting the equipment in to do the sidewalk extensions on Franklin Street downtown to allow extra places for people to walk and bicycles and all those kind of things by narrowing in a lane. So that's underway. Those materials should be in shortly in hopes to get ready to do all that. We're still continuing to feed people. We have the weekly distribution. We have the daily food for students going on. And I want to tell you that since March, food for students has served over 400,000 meals out there. And it's been the help of the Public School Foundation, lots of partners, as you know, we talk about all that. But now our Parks and Rec staff delivered camp in a bag this week to kids. 141 kids took home camp in a bag for lots of activities. And the lantern, Andrea Rusing and her lantern team put the boxes together for the weekend meals that we give out to folks. And this is so needed. We're in this for the long haul, and people are coming to the end of unemployment benefits and the stress of being without work or kids home all the time or whatever this, or isolated. We continued those efforts of helping folks, and then we are working the rental utility and rent assistance hotline to be ready if the eviction order is lifted so that we don't want to have people evicted. So there's a lot of work going into that. A lot of work, just general things that we do with fire and police and transit and public housing and all those developmental services for development projects and all those kinds of things. So late July, early August is really one of the busiest times we have for inspections and permitting because people are trying to get ready for the academic school year. And so it's a very interesting time. So it's, while we're not having council meetings per se, there's just a lot of work going on.
Absolutely. And something that's different this summer too, obviously with the pandemic, is summer camps are a little different from how they normally are. I know that the town is usually quite involved with those, but could you give us any updates on how summer camps are shaping up and what kind of things are available for parents?
It's really hard because we've had to not run most of the camps we run because of not being able to run them safely. We are trying to find ways to provide childcare and other opportunities for parents who have to work. You're going to see some shifts in that too as we start the K-12 school year because there are folks who are going to need to have to send their kids to school or to some sort of place where they can do the online learning. Those conversations are ongoing. There were a few camps that ran this summer, but again, they weren't anywhere near the level we've run them before because it was just too hard to determine how to run them safely. And that's been hard with all of our facilities, too. We've had to have most of our facilities closed down that were the indoor facilities. And it's kind of too hot to run, you know, big camps outdoors the whole time. So
yeah, no kidding.
I know a lot of people have been making use of our trails and outdoor spaces. We love that. We want people to be safe with the weather as well. But it's been a very different time during this pandemic for everyone.
Absolutely. And you mentioned being outside. In fact, if the town has sent out something to the community asking for some feedback in terms of places to go while physically distancing, but being outside, could you talk a little bit about that message that was sent out and how people can get involved and give them feedback?
It says on there on the message it went out that you can send us your feedback. We're wanting to hear where people have found that's a good place to be, that we can help spread the word for others. we can make some assumptions of what we think people like to do, but it's often interesting to see where people find places to go. And so it was a way to kind of encourage a dialogue about what fun places were and to get the comments from people who were experiencing different parts of our communities and with eyes, just different perspectives. So we love that, and we love to hear feedback. It's important. We do have a lot of great green spaces in our community, and we want to see which ones people really find good for all ages and all different types of interests. So we're waiting to have all that back come back too.
Absolutely.
I would tell you a good thing going on this weekend. We're doing a virtual groundbreaking for a Pee Wee duplex over in the Northside neighborhood. These virtual groundbreakings are very interesting, but we're just so excited because the Church of the Advocates already done 5 affordable Pee Wee homes in Chapel Hill, and they're adding 2 more on land that the town donated. And the Carol Woods community has been involved, Jim Kitchen, and Vicar Lisa Fishbeck and her entire church team have been taking the lead on helping provide affordable care for affordable housing for folks who have been experiencing homelessness. And we just think this is a wonderful addition to the affordable housing plan of 400 new units and rehabbing 300 existing units over the 5-year period. So we're really excited about this, and it's just one more tool in the tool belt for helping provide affordable housing in our community, which I'm so proud that our community cares so much about. So some good things still going on. So a lot of projects still moving along, and that's just one of the special ones that we're very excited about.
Absolutely. townofchapelhill.org. That's going on this weekend. Anything else this weekend or around town that people need to know about?
Well, we still want input on our climate action survey. It takes you about 10 minutes. We've gotten about 400 responses. We'd like to get more. It's going to be in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have it in both Spanish and Mandarin as well. It's on our website, and it's a great time to get input. I filmed a piece with Duke Energy today talking about how streetlights help reduce our carbon footprint by reducing energy, and they provide better lighting and how we've done them on all our streets. But the other steps we're trying to take too. But we want to hear what our community feels about what we should be doing on our climate action plan. We still have advisory boards meeting, and those are all on the website. People can find that out. And just so folks know, we're spending a lot of time as mayors across the state and the country advocating to have the federal government help out those communities like ours that are less than 500,000. We have received no funding to help with, like the bigger cities received. And so we're trying to figure this out and advocate together to Congress before they break. But we're coordinating and trying to make sure that, I guess, the federal government understands that cities are going to be in dire situations, as we know our budget has been shot with lack of sales tax revenues and the hospitality revenues we normally get. We're in good shape for this past year because property taxes are paid in North Carolina by January 1st, so we're good for a bit, but we don't know what that's going to look like next January 1st. So there's a lot of collaboration going on between cities, not only within North Carolina, but across the nation, and trying to figure out best practices, best way to advocate, and to make sure that we take care of our most vulnerable populations while still being able to do normal city functions. And it was interesting to hear from certain cities across the country that are having to lay off employees. We're in much better shape than that. We have a healthy fund balance. We've frozen positions here. We're in good shape for now, but like I said, this is going to be there for the long haul until a vaccine comes, so it's going to be an ever-changing picture with how we do city functions coming up.
Absolutely. Lots of changes to be seen, but lots of great things happening around the town as well. townofchapelhill.org, the place to go for that. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and stay safe.